Okay, go ahead. Okay.
So go.
Hang on. I'm setting up my recordings. God, you people.
Now broadcasting the webcomic Beacon.
This is...
Scott, that now. Go ahead.
Sorry.
This is episode 119 of the Webcomic Beacon here at webcomicbeacon.com, and we are hosted on the Rampage Network, a webcomics hosting and community site at rampagenetwork.com. I'm Fess of fessworks.com, and with me, we have Mark Savory of autumnlake.com.
Hello.
And Fumbly Mike.
Hello. I'm sorry.
And we have Tanya Higgins of daisiesandshit.com.
Hello.
And I'm having technical difficulties, so I hope this sounds pretty fine okay on the MP3 format, because I am about to pull my freaking eyes out. Anyway, on this week of the Webcomic Beacon, I am flustered because I should be at a convention right now, but I'll get back to there as soon as we're done with this. And that's all for the webcomic. No, I'm just kidding. This week we are going to be talking about Lego Brick webcomics, and we got a couple of guests from the Brick Comic Network. That's BrickComicNetwork.com. There's too many k at the end of each word. And we'll have our guests talk about that. First off, we have Christopher Doyle, who does Brick House. Reasonably Clever, what I'm talking about. He's at reasonablyclever.com. God damn it, what the hell?
What an amazing introduction.
Quiet on the set now. Quiet. Okay, Bess, you can start. Ahead. Go ahead.
Say hello.
Hello, and thank you for that amazing introduction.
Okay, I'm looking at your website. I see two different names here.
It's not more defective.
And also we have from Brickworld, Brickworld Saga at lq-comic.com. Explain that one to me. Dave Rapp.
Hello. Explain why the URL is like that?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, well, when I first launched the comic, I had called it Lego Quest because I couldn't think of a better name, and so it was LQ for Lego Quest, and I put in the hyphen because I'm an idiot and didn't realize that that would make it kind of awkward to say out loud. But then later on, I realized that Lego is trademark, and I probably shouldn't use that for the title, so I changed it, and I kept the URL because I had bought it for like 5 years, and I didn't want to buy another one.
There you have it. That's all for this week. No. Which one of you would like to tell us about the Brick Comic Network?
You're leaving it up to the guests now. Who goes first?
Well, they go there, I'm not doing a good job already, so I figure.
Wait a minute! Don't we have Tanya too? Did Tanya say hello? Hello.
I did.
No,
thank
she can't say hello.
Mark, that would be pretty much like everything else.
Okay, just want to make sure.
All right, Chris, why don't you let us know? Hello?
Did he drop again?
Did he? Oh, please.
Well, all right, Dave. Why don't you let us know?
Cool. This is going to turn into a spectacular disaster episode. Chris is... Oh, he's gone! Ah! Okay. And I just told like a bunch of people at this convention that I went to yesterday. I said, hey, listen live tomorrow. We're going to be talking about stuff. And...
There's your problem right there.
Yeah, 20 minutes late. We're not talking about anything. Hopefully, Chris will call the number I sent him. And
wait, do we lose Dave too?
No, Dave is still here.
All right. Well, Dave, it is up to you to tell us what the hell the Brick Comic Network is.
Well,
show is in your hand.
It's a network about brick comic. No, okay. So this actually dates all the way back to Christmas of 2008 when I had a comic that nobody read and I wanted to get people to read it. And so I thought, I wonder if there's a way that I can scam some other comic artists into posting a URL to my site on their thing. So I emailed a couple of the other guys, the guy who does a regular web comic and the guy who does a Lego Star Galactica and. Couple others, Doyle's and one other guy, And we decided to get together and sort of do a collaboration to make a sort of a Christmas special, which was like, I think, what was it, 20 panels long, and it was just about Christmas, and it rhymed. And so we all got that together, and that was we all decided, hey, that was fun working together, so we should probably do stuff like this again. And then several months later, Doyle sends the five of us and a couple other people too an email saying, you know, I got this idea. There's a whole bunch of Brit comics on the internet, and we sort of are scattered, and maybe it would be cool if we could set up a forum where we can sort of collaborate and get together and plan stuff. And we all decided, hey, that's a good idea. So we started putting a forum together so we can all sort of come together and have a place to talk about stuff. And it's, well, you already said the URL, BritComicNetwork.com. We've got, you know, discussion, and we've got tutorials and how-tos. We've got games and stuff like that. And it's really just a forum for people who like Legos and or webcomics and or the internet.
Well, I don't know about the internet.
I don't know. That's 90% of the population. I'd go with that. Seriously. Just go Legos, comics, the internet.
It broadens our demographic nicely. So,
I wonder what percentage of people on the earth are online.
Is Doyle back?
Yes, I've managed to ninja my way back into the conference.
Awesome. And you could probably explain some of the inner workings of the Comic Network better than I can.
I would, except I have no idea what you said since my modem cut out again.
Great.
I don't know, just a meeting house for both the authors and the readers. It's a way for the authors to share ideas. It's also a way for new artists, people who are considering doing a Lego-based webcomic, to check out tutorials and ask the experts on the stuff that we've already gone through on our learning curve, and hopefully get them a little bit farther along on, you know, photographic techniques, how to use Photoshop to, you know, get the dialogue bubbles working, that kind of stuff.
Nice.
Okay. All right. And there's a couple of sections, particularly for when you're starting a comic, particularly the Lego comics and the law. Read this before you start your comic. And it's just kind of a at least to the best of your knowledge, you go and say, this is covered by IANL, which is considered I am not a lawyer.
Yeah.
It's probably not pronounced like that, but I just see anal. Like right there, IANL. So
you are not the only one.
Yeah, the reason we kind of have that up there is Lego Legal is pretty
merciless,
vigilant. Yeah, vigilant, merciless. However you want to phrase that, they do allow fair use and what they call fair play. But you know, when you're working with Lego bricks, Lego a lot of times will release theme sets. You know, Batman or Star Wars, and you start treading that fine legal edge between parody and just basically making a, you know, something that you shouldn't be selling.
Right.
So we just put that out there because a lot of the younger authors are going to come in and say, well, I want to do my own version of the Clone Wars, which, you know, is fine, but they need to be aware that they better not be selling it. You know, you can put it out there fair use like, you know, Darths and Droids does, and they don't seem to be having any problems, but, you know. It's just one of those things of we want to make sure that people have an idea of what they're getting into when they take the odd step of deciding to build their webcomic instead of drawing it.
And I could go through these unless one of you would like to go through some of the quick do-nots. About
really, somebody should go ahead and take over because Fess can't even tell you what he wants.
Yeah, I heard the quick no do nots. I don't know what the hell that's supposed to mean there.
I think you mean
all right. I'm just gonna go
all those things that you don't want to do.
Well, it's just it's really the same as you'll get from any webcomic is you don't want to steal someone else's intellectual property and make it your own. You can get away with doing parody. You can get away with doing social commentary, but don't take someone else's idea and steal it. When it comes to Lego directly, we have some cautions that Lego Legal does not like to see Lego in your URL. They don't want to see it in your comic. And when it comes to using their copyrighted logos, it's just basic stuff like that. It's It's more of a cover your butt kind of a section of the website. We're really more about trying to enable people to do the comic than we are scaring them off. But I don't know. Dave, anything to add to that?
Yeah, don't use the word Lego in your name or URL because Lego does not like that. They do not. They're very defensive about their trademarks, especially because the word Lego has sort of become synonymous with any building brick, so it's kind of genericized, so they're trying really hard to protect it. And like you're likely Kleenex. To get a cease and desist.
Like Kleenex and Jell-O and all of those other
exactly.
things.
Exactly. Yeah. Q-tips. You think that's you think that'd be a good thing to be able to say just Lego.
You'd think that, but I mean, if that becomes synonymous with the thing rather than with their company, then they can't trademark it, and then they can't make money off that word. So
yeah, they have to show due diligence that they're protecting their. Right. Their copyright.
Bastards protecting their actually, copyrighted work. They have no right.
And I did read somewhere.
Did you get a special dispensation from them?
Lego does have a sort of a brick artist concept. Some of the larger sculptors have official ties with Lego, but it's never going to trickle down to the webcomic level. I'd be really surprised if it ever trickled down that far.
Yeah, if anyone was to get that, it might be the guy who does a regular webcomic, but even he's probably not famous enough to get boons from Lego. Did I use that word right? I don't think I did. Whatever.
Meh.
Boon.
There was one thing I saw somewhere in the forum. Somebody had asked, I think I asked if I could print it up, if it was at least for myself, and I think... Well, I think the answer was no, but I guess I probably could just, like, print it off my home printer and book it up to give it to my mom if she wanted to. I mean, I don't think they're going to get me for that, but...
Well, you can print. Again, it's the tied strongly to the type of content that you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
If you look out on the publisher shelves now, you'll find things like The Brick Testament, which is a Lego adaptation of scenes from the Bible and whatnot. And that's obviously been published and has been published for 4 or 5 years now.
Because luckily the Bible is public domain.
Right, yeah. If you've got a problem with the copyright holder there, that's probably going to stretch way above legal lawyers. So,
yeah, I don't think.
Well, they also modify
Star Wars.
They also modify a lot of their Lego bricks too. I think, right?
They'll Photoshop some of the colors and whatnot I've seen in the Brick Testament, but for the most part, they tend to be using stock brick.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, already. Another question was. The term Lego brick seems to be what they want you to actually call them. Lego bricks versus just Legos.
Yeah. Well, because I don't know why they feel this way, but they want the word Lego to be used as an adjective rather than a noun. Like you have a Lego person, a Lego set, a Lego brick, instead of just Legos. And so I guess I don't really know why they want you to do that.
It's to differentiate between Duplo bricks or any of the other building bricks out there.
Kind of. It's a corporate identity thing. If you look, Lego lately has been spreading themselves into board games. They're going to be having a massive online game, kind of like World of Warcraft. So they're once again protecting the concept of Lego as a company that makes building bricks as part of their portfolio.
Sparkling Hostage in the chat room made a good point. Duplo brand Legos. That's probably what they're trying to avoid. Lego becoming synonymous with the building brick and then other brands sort of being glommed onto their name.
All right. Well, particularly since Duplo is a part of Lego.
Yeah,
it is.
Oh, it is.
I just couldn't think of any other building bricks that still exist.
Yeah, what's that? It's those really, really crappy ones that don't really fit well with
Mega Blocks.
Mega Blocks.
They're made of brittle plastic. And they have really crappy, like, Spider-Man things.
Yeah.
Although those Halo little Spartan minifigures are actually kind of cool.
Yeah, they got that, and they got the Iron Man license, unfortunately. So.
Oh, great.
I know. Isn't that sad? That made me sad.
Yeah.
Well, it's not like Iron Man hasn't been marketed at all. I mean, right now I'm holding a can of Iron Man Dr. Pepper with War Machine on it.
Yeah, I have one too.
Actually, saw that yesterday. It's a good movie.
Yeah.
Well, they do have the Harry Potter license, and that's going to tie into the video game that's coming out in October. So.
Yeah, but I mean, Harry Potter is such a small franchise. I mean, come on.
Yeah, no one's ever heard of them. That's true.
And what's this Star Wars thing I keep seeing?
I don't know.
My son owns a billion of those. Never heard of it. I've spent like $700 in the last 3 years. Thanks a lot, Lego. Okay.
Yeah, those things seem like they're pretty expensive sets. You guys have to buy all the parts, all the sets, because some of those comics are quite elaborate.
I want to say at this point, Doyle, I don't think really has to buy anything. He's got some pictures on his website, which is like 3 years old, so it's probably outdated. But he's got a picture of literally an entire room where all the walls are just lined with shelves of Lego. It's almost terrifying, to be honest. So I don't think he has that problem. I'm kind of screwed in that I'm unemployed and living with my parents, so I don't even have money to buy sets. So I guess for us, that's kind of a moot point.
Do you have to? Yeah. I mean, can you like cast them or build them yourself? Or,
well, no, but there are options out there for Lego enthusiasts in general. The off the shelf sets are pricey, but again, you get what you pay for. You know, we talked about how Mega Bloks are crap, and they are a little cheaper. So you know, but you can actually go out to resources online. There's a place called BrickLink that will actually allow you to buy individual bricks from vendors. It's sort of a middleman shop. Lego Online will allow you to buy individual pieces. Again, they're not cheap, but it all depends on what you're doing with it. And the nice thing about Lego, as sort of ties into Dave's point, is that once you have them, you can take them apart and put them together a different way when you need a new set. Right. So,
right. It's all those little...
We buy $150 sets because he's so excited he wants, you know, the Death Star or whatever. And we buy it and he puts it together and immediately it's gone. We never see it in that form ever again, so...
Well, I mean, that's what this toy is supposed to do, isn't it?
It's the point. It's brilliant. Yeah.
I have a bunch of Legos. Me and my brother used to get Lego sets from Grandma and from Mom and Dad. Well, I think mostly from Grandma. And like 2 years ago, I think it was, I made a Jenny Everywhere Lego brick webcomic. And basically, I was scrambling because I couldn't find all the bricks, particularly all the base plates. And so it's like I'm trying to find, I'm digging underneath the into the cellar, essentially, kind of sort of just pushing like Halloween boxes aside, Christmas boxes aside. It's got to be in here somewhere. Tried looking up above the garage and was just not having any trouble, and ended up going online and spending like $100 on just buying from eBay just like green panels with streets, and then like the day before 24-hour comics day, my mom calls me and says she finds this box of Legos that has like full of like pirate ship stuff and like my Kennedy Space Center thing or whatever it was, and like 12 base plates, like the old gray ones with the gray streets and then sidewalk, and
yeah,
it's just all gray. And I kind of like the green ones with the green with the gray street, but whatever. So now I have like a couple YouTube videos where I basically just show all I got. And it's obviously not as much as Chris has, but it's still like a lot, and it's like, oh, I need tables because I was building my entire set on the ground. I'm like hurting my back. And it's like, ah,
you're too old for Lego building.
Yeah, I'm just too old.
Yes, tables are helpful.
We have a Lego store close to where we live, and one of the coolest things about the Lego store is they have just walls and walls of bins of just tiny little parts, and instead of buying them one at a time like you do online, which can add up rather quickly, you can buy a box.
And yeah, the pick-a-brick cups.
Yeah, the pick-a-brick cups and boxes and anything that you can stuff in there
if they have it.
Price. That's so much better.
If they have it.
I should think if you could... I mean, if you had the skills with a Z, if you had the skills, you could make molds and cast your own base plates. And
now, see, Tree Lobsters just mentioned that he has one of those the plastic printing machines, and he's actually been able to print Lego compatible bricks.
Yeah, there's actually a large market for those. Lego for Gears has had a non-weapon policy when it comes to their minifigures, although they've been slowly bending that. They didn't want to do military sets. So there's a company out there called Brick Arms and another one called Brick Forge that have been making custom parts for years. Actually, I think Think Geek just picked up one of the Brick Arms collections as a little promo item.
I've seen weapons all the time with Legos. They have like the old.
They did for a while, and then they stopped. You know, remember like in the early 90s when everybody freaked out, and you know there was always all these television on the news little stories about kids getting shot by cops because they have little plastic BB guns, and everybody went, "No, take the guns from the babies!" And then all of a sudden, Lego stopped. It's like, no weapons. We don't do weapons.
Really?
I don't know what you're talking about.
I always remember like the long muskets for like the old things,
that
and then
a long time ago, honey.
Bows and arrows and death rays.
And actually, the theme sets brought some of those back. The Batman sets had the old style gangster guns, and most of the police sets, if they're in from a theme set, will have pistols for the cops. But interestingly, this the main city theme, the one targeted to the Lego universe in general, they'll have handcuffs but no weapons. It's really kind of odd.
Oh God, they did an E.T., huh?
Oh God!
They took all the guns away.
Well, I do have a ton of radio sets, walkie-talkies.
Yeah, a lot of handsets, but no pistols anymore.
Oh wow!
Yeah, and I did see one that was a police set, and they all had little billy clubs, and that was it. I thought, man, they are gonna die in Detroit.
There are also hatchets and hammers and.
Oh sure, on the construction side.
Sets. They have wrenches and stuff. You could bean somebody, sure.
Yeah, yeah. They have a little handsaw you could probably hurt somebody with if you really wanted to. But
we've gone completely Shaun of the Dead with the weapons. It's basically the way this works.
Do you guys
Wait, Mark, you gotta hold that thought because we gotta go to break, but when we come back we gotta change tapes. We'll be back with Mark's inquiry.
Put another 8-track in the recorder.
The Webcomic Beacon is hosted on the Rampage Network, a webcomics host and community at rampagenetwork.com. Don't forget that we broadcast our shows live. Tune in on Sundays at 3 p.m. Eastern at webcomicbeacon.com/live. Join our live chat room. Visit our forums for unified discussions on latest topics, collaborations, projects, events, or contests at webcomicbeacon.com/forum.
Ka-chunk.
I love those things. I told my parents, I came home, I was so excited one day. I'm like, oh my god, I found an 8-track player in the antique store. And they both just so depressed. I was like, I'd never seen one before. It still works in everything.
I understand they once had reel-to-reel.
It was crazy.
Yeah.
I've seen a reel-to-reel before. Somebody had, one of my friends had a reel-to-reel. And my grandpa owned an 8-track, and I think my dad did too.
We had 8-tracks.
I got it back recently when my daughter came home so excited because in somebody's basement they found a record player.
Oh, God. I have a record player.
Well, we do too, but it's like not like displayed. We don't use it. Like,
is that the centerpiece of the room anymore?
No, it's in a storage bin somewhere. So she'd never actually seen a record player.
I've got a bunch of records. Well, maybe not a bunch, but at least like 20.
We've got over 400. Well, fine.
Well, Mark, Mark, what did you want?
A laser disc player?
Well, no, not.
I had one of those too.
Oh, God. No, I meant related Legos. To Legos.
Oh, Lego. I'm sorry. I have one laser disc, and it's from A-ha's first album. So there's videos on there I've never seen. But anyway, yeah, I got the laser disc and didn't have a machine because I thought, hey, I'm sure I could get one somewhere.
You've got Michael Jackson's Thriller and Life of Brian.
He's got the copy of Star Wars. We can watch Greedo shoot first.
Oh, the real one. I mean. No, I just have one laser disc, and it's from A-ha's first album.
Nice.
Take on Me is such an awesome animated
All right, Lego Brick Comics.
Lego Brick Comics.
I'm wondering, do you guys use other types of construction toys? Like, well, I say toy. I used to have this.
Toy is fine.
I used to have
this. Yeah, they are toys.
I used to have this kit when I was a kid, or at least it was second or third hand and didn't have all the parts, but I thought it was cool. It was girders. And you could, like, construct a building, and then it had these translucent plastic panels you could stick on the outside.
It's not an erector set?
It's not an erector set. I don't know what it's called.
Probably like a Playmobil or one of those other weird...
It was all plastic.
Connected?
Connects, maybe?
I don't know. It was pretty old school. It was like... probably from the 60s or
something. Lincoln 70s. Logs, maybe?
Lincoln Logs. But I thought they were pretty cool. It's a cool toy.
Industrial Revolution toy.
Lincoln Logs have little plastic roofs, though, as I recall.
You could make different skyscrapers depending on how you wanted to do it. Of course, they all look like, you know, the glass boxes from the late 60s.
Okay, we've got Drosh in the chat room saying it was just called Girder and Panel, I believe.
Girder and Panel?
Wow.
That sounds like a good webcomic, doesn't it?
It had an elevator.
10-speed and brown shoe?
Yeah, it had an elevator. It had like a...
There you go. Well, see? It's called Girder and Panel, apparently.
They're cops. They fight crime.
Of all the bad times to take a drink of coffee.
That's awesome. Let's go with that.
Girder and Panel. Oh, here it is. Girder and Panel Building System.
Yay! Good job, Drosh.
Thank you. It's on
10 points to you, Josh.
You guys could totally use that in your adventures, so you're welcome.
All right. We've talked about the Brick Comic Network and making and using Lego bricks in general. So, because, I don't know, you might drop again. Chris, why don't you tell us about your webcomic at reasonablyclever.com?
Yeah, my webcomic is entitled Brick House, although for a while it was called Reasonably Clever because it would kind of make sense for it to match the website. But no, these days it's back to being Brick House. It's a story about a man and his frog and their kind of wacky adventures. It's a long series story format. It's kind of self-recursive and it reads sort of like Back to the Future 2 if you stay with it long enough. It's been around since 2006, 8, something like that. We're closing in on 1,000 episodes. It's Monday through Friday usually, although sometimes I'll get behind and have to put in some filler or something. September 2006 was when the first episode came out. I don't know. Tends to be a little bit tough to jump into, but I do have all the archives online, so, and it reads better if you can sit down and do a kind of a chunk at a time. I don't know. What else do you want to hear about it?
Do you modify any of your bricks?
No. The closest I've come is every now and then I'll break down and do a little bit of Photoshop on the expressions. I was lucky enough that when I did my main character, Lego had put out a series called Exo-Force where they had dual-sided heads.
Yeah,
one side
those.
Would have like a happy expression and then a yelling expression. And so I was able to find a set where I could have everywhere from just a standard smile to laughter to a frown to kind of a yell. So I had 4 expressions for my main character. But occasionally,
which is awesome because the rest of us are stuck with just static expressions all the time.
Maybe that's what I'll do. I'll just take a bunch of Lego people faces. I'll clean off the face parts and then just draw cool faces and put those up on eBay.
Did you end up using those custom military weapons? So as I click back a few and I see like an assault rifle.
Yes, I've actually had a long time relationship with the guy at Brick Arms. His weapons have made it into the strip a few times. Currently I think I've got one of his M4s is nice. Being used. So,
well, already. And now, Dave, sorry.
whatever my name is.
Yeah, Dave that Rapp. Guy. I got it. With two P's.
You that guy with the stuff.
You're that guy with the stuff. With Brickworld Saga. How do people mispronounce that?
Yeah.
On that internet thing we've heard about.
Okay, so you have this comic called Brickworld Saga. And you say people mispronounce it all the time.
Well, it's not that they mispronounce it, but I don't know why, but every time someone plugs my comic on their site or, like, posts a link or something, for some reason, almost everyone lists it as either Brick World as two separate words, which that's not a big problem, but then there's people who pronounce it like Brick Wars Saga, and they're like three different people who did that, and I don't know how the hell they managed to screw that up.
That's
it's
a hell
in
of a
big
mispronunciation.
Well, I mean, it's understandable if that's what they're saying, but it's like when you're writing it, it's hard to go from world to wars.
It's Freudian. They have anger issues.
I hope they're not mad at me.
Why would they be linking to you?
Comic and war comes to mind. That's probably an issue you should maybe look at.
Well, Dave's comic does have a very kind of militaristic edge to it sometimes,
well,
though.
You go.
It does.
So, tell us about your comic.
It's a story-based webcomic, and I know a lot of comics do, like, storylines that last, you know, so many issues, and then they just do a bunch of them, and you can go back and pick your storyline. Whereas mine is more like one of those one big long storyline, almost like, I guess you would almost call it more like an online graphic novel type thing, but not quite, I don't know. The first arc was 333 strips, so I'll give you an idea of length. It's story-based. It follows the adventures of four main protagonists. The main one is, I guess dumbass is the right word, but he's got a magic sword and it makes him all awesome. And then he's got two friends who used to be minions of the main bad guy, and then there's a knight who joins them, and they save the world and fight monsters. And at some point, the writing kind of got away from me after I'd seen Pirates of the Caribbean, and I decided to put some pirates in there. And then a friend of mine was like, well, you've got pirates, you should put ninjas in. So then I got ninjas and pirates involved, and now there's a ninja villain, and there's a pirate protagonist, and there's a ninja protagonist, and it all gets really convoluted, and there's robots and wars and battles and people fighting and
robots.
A couple of undead minions. It's fun.
Well, already.
I like the idea that, well, so we had pirates, so next, of course, ninjas.
I think it's only...
That's sad.
Well, it comes from the fact that Lego did both a ninja and a pirate theme, so it's easy to sneak those in. I ended up doing ninja pirates and pirate ninjas, sort of.
Oh, that was confusing as hell.
Yeah, I still get them mixed up myself. So,
Okay. Oh, go ahead, Fess.
I was going to ask, do you modify your Legos at all? Lego bricks.
I've been known to do it on occasion when I needed to show something like damaged or blown up. I'll attack a piece with a pair of pliers and maybe use some Sharpie to make it look kind of burned or something. But usually, no, I just kind of go with the stock Lego. I guess you could sort of call me a purist. Mm. And I realize that makes me sound slightly douchey, but I guess that's the word for it. Not because I have
anything
against...
Luddite.
Exactly.
You're a Lego Luddite.
not because I have anything against modified bricks or like the brick arms and brick forge stuff, but just because I feel like it'd be... I don't know, it seems kind of like it would be cheating to just be using a whole bunch of modified stuff, which is
like
why,
using
as
Photoshop.
I said, yeah.
You miss out on the intellectual puzzle of it. Right? Where like you're trying to make something specific and you can't find the right bricks, so
which is always fun.
Yeah. Well, it also kind of ties into the larger Lego fan community where there is a lot of grief for people who mix the brands, so.
Oh, I suppose, yeah.
You know,
yeah, as principal, I'd probably never use a Mega Block piece unless for some reason I absolutely needed it, or maybe if I was going to have a character that was a demon from another dimension or something, maybe.
Or you need
great.
To set it on fire.
What does that do?
I don't
yeah, like a stand in.
We're going to piss and moan about things like that. It makes me kind of hate people. Yeah. Anyway,
what's one of like somebody starting out? They want to make a brick comic, other than mentioning Lego in their title. what's some of the big pitfalls that newbies run into? What's some of the big mistakes? The basic stuff.
Get a good camera. Learn how it works. Learn what white balance and color balance is. Otherwise, everything is going to look like crap. And use manual focus. Otherwise, everything will look like blurry. Those are the big ones.
Yeah, I'd have to agree with Dave. There are some comics out there that really suffer from the photography. Not naming anyone. But it's a running issue. Any comic that is going to be based mainly on the photographs you take, you have to treat that as part of your art form, and you've got to spend the time to learn to use your equipment. And luckily these days most cameras will handle it for you. You find the little icon with the flower and that means it focuses up close and you're good to go. But I don't know.
That's
what I've heard anyway.
I've got one of those. What the hell is this for? I don't know.
Yeah, I like how that icon is terribly descriptive for what it is. Oh, what's the flower button do?
I don't know.
Well, I always use that to take pictures of flowers, but yeah.
Or they could just place it with the words close up or even just macro. My camera has all these settings, like different modes, but they're just labeled as like P and V and AV, and I gotta break out the manual to figure out what those things stand for. It's like, can't the icon be a little bit more simple?
It's like taking a med exam. Like you have all of these different acronyms and letters and funny symbols, and you have to learn all of their definitions before you can use the damn thing.
Well, at least the camera, all the names aren't in Latin.
There is that is somewhat helpful.
Yes. If it was a film camera, I could probably do it quite well. With the digital
film.
One,
who
I have to decipher what the hell I'm doing.
Film.
That would be very expensive to do it all on actual.
Yes, it would.
Film.
It would take forever.
If you could find some place to process it for you these days.
I think Walgreens still does. Walgreens.
There's always Walgreens.
I wanted to go back real. I wanted to go back real quick and mention I only modified one piece of the Lego comic I did, and that's because Jenny Everywhere has goggles, but she has her hair, and they don't make a just goggles thing, so I ended up melting a couple of holes in her hair so I could stick the goggles thing into it.
Nice.
That's all I modified, really. Oh, the fanboy's going to hate me.
Oh, no, I'm sure you'll be forgiven, especially because that character is originally designed to have goggles, so you were sort of required to find a way. Yeah. I think you get bonus points for ingenuity.
I agree.
Yeah, and as long as no one ever finds out, you'll be fine.
Oh, shit. Yeah, just make sure nobody ever reads that comic, ever.
Or listens to the podcast. One of the two.
Where the confession is made publicly.
Then we're reasonably
safe. This isn't like a phone call.
Prepare to get angry emails in 3-2.
Oh, I wish.
Didn't
I know
you do a Becky
it.
Lego? Did you do one for Becky, too?
No, that was...
That was me, actually.
Yeah.
You did that one. Okay. I know I'd seen one.
Yeah, and that... Excuse me, that ended up requiring some color corrections. The teal for her shirt Lego hasn't made, and I think I adjusted the hair color a little bit too. But
We'll be seeing that one. I don't think I put it in the art thing yet because the episode didn't happen, but I don't know if I sent it to you guys or not, but it'll be uploaded soon so everyone can see it.
Good.
Yay.
Yay. Oh, and speaking of artwork, remember a long time ago we had Jenny Breeden and Gina Biggs on? She finally sent me an art, so she's obviously very busy. And you can go and check out webcomicbeacon.com/art to see that art.
So there.
Yeah.
And with the stuff, the thing.
With the stuff and the thing.
But it's clearly labeled just like the Batcave.
Which is helpful. It really is.
Bat art page.
All right, we're gonna take one more break here, and
bat break.
Yeah, a bat. When we come back, from
change the bat tape.
Yes, and we're gonna be back. We're gonna be having some news and finishing this up, so I can go back to my convention. Be right back.
Bat.
It's all about him.
It's all about me. Damn it.
Have news, questions, comments, or advertising inquiries? Transmit them to webcomicbeacon@gmail.com or dial 1-320-310-0922.
Bat bastard.
I missed you guys at PenguinCon. I missed you guys at PenguinCon by about 4.5 seconds. I was down talking to a vendor. I turned around and you guys had left your table.
Aww.
Well, we were there the whole weekend.
I wasn't, though. That was the problem.
Oh, okay, I was like, really? Because that's a shitty excuse if you were there all 3 days, because damn.
No. I snuck into the vendor's room at the very last minute, and I was like, I heard they were going to be here. Oh, look, there they go. Bye. So,
accosting us is fine. I was accosted on the way out, so
it happened. Dude, get her.
See, it seemed a little iffy. It's like, hi, I'm gonna be on your show. How you doing?
Well, we
only if you're sort of drooling and have your hands in your.
Well, Howard Taylor just approached us and got on the show. So
if he was,
oh, you did see me then, huh?
We would assume he was a guy that was gonna be on our show.
Sweaty palms, breathing heavily.
Yes.
Anyway.
Yes.
So anyway, we have a couple of some bits of news we have to go through. First off, we have to go to webcomicbeacon.com and check out who's buying our advertising spots on our Project Wonderful ads here, because I missed last week's, but typically every time that we have a live show and we have access to the internet, we see who's currently advertising on the Webcomic Beacon, especially when the new time for the broadcast is between 12 noon Eastern and 3 p.m. Eastern. And this will all be clearly indicated if you go to webcomicbeacon.com/calendar to see what time the upcoming shows are going to be. In fact, next week we'll be having Yamano of Sister Claire on the show, and that'll be a 3 p.m. Eastern episode. So we'll see you at 3 p.m. instead of noon next time. And then after that, I got to start scheduling some more shows. But right now, who's advertising on the Webcomic Beacon is Beware the Slumpy. And you can find that... And you can find that at BewareTheSlumpy.com. We also have Girls in Space. This is a comic I've seen before as well, and you can see that at GirlsInSpace.co.uk. And the last but not least, Beware the Slumpy is also advertising on the banner that's at the bottom of each of the individual blog posts. So thank you for advertising on that. And if you have any questions on advertising or even sponsoring a particular episode, go to webcomicbeacon.com/advertise. And we'll be happy to take your money. I mean, promote your comic for the right price. And now we have a little bit of news to go over. Actually, not a whole lot of news. We didn't have any... very many milestones, except that the Crossover Lord has ended. We've had people from the Crossover Lord. We've mentioned it before. And you can check that out, drunkduck.com/crossoverlord, one word. And so congratulations on that comic. And now TV's Mr. Neil can go back to doing his own comic, right? Neil? Right? All right, anyway...
That doesn't really work if he's not here.
He sometimes listens in the chat room, and of course, he'll probably listen to this later. Does anybody else have any milestones or any news to go over?
Not really, I guess. I don't know.
All right. Well, the only other news that I could really talk about is that we have t-shirts for sale. That's right, Webcomic Beacon t-shirts, the little... radio beacon waves that Becky wears on her t-shirt is available for you. Limited time only right now, at least shipping anywhere. Shipping's included. Just $18 per shirt. Available in extra small, small, medium, large, XL, 2XL, and 3XL is Gildan 100% cotton pre-shrunk adult t-shirts. Men's and women's cuts. Several colors are available, and 4XL and 5XL would be available at an additional cost. But this would all be sent first class USPS domestic or international shipping. And go ahead, check out webcomicbeacon.com/t-shirts. I'm hoping to do a second run to get anybody's shirts and or colors matched more correctly than what I have currently available. So let me know as soon as possible so I can get a second run going. Otherwise, you can see them now at SpringCon in the St. Paul State Fairgrounds. I'm selling t-shirts at a table in just about an hour. And I'll be there. So that is the shameless plug for the week. And it'll be here once again next week. And I think that's all it for the news and the shamelessness of myself for the Webcomic Beacon.
Oh, you can get much more shameless.
Honey, that's not all your shamelessness.
You might be able to get some robot t-shirts as well.
Oh, that's right.
Oh, that's right.
We have Mark Savory's robot shirts, which he has. He has the good robots always obey the law shirts with the three Asimov's Three Laws for Robotics, as well as a very cool, kind of like an album cover with, Mark, I forget what it says.
Robots are geared for guitar. And you have a robot playing a guitar, and it's so cool, and you really want one, too. I know you do.
Very, very cool. That's
sure
right.
Do.
So you can check that out as well. So, okay, now we're finished with the shamelessness.
I don't know.
That was Doubtful. Your shamelessness. That was shared shamelessness.
Shared shamelessness.
I haven't looked in the mirror yet.
There
What's your
go.
Shamelessness? What do you got to be ashamed about?
Who, me?
Yeah, she hasn't updated her comic.
Nothing.
I didn't think you had any shame.
I'm getting there.
How's your eye, Tanya?
I have shame. I have none at all. Nope, no shame. I gave away every damn t-shirt I had for sale. I've never been so happy to get rid of merchandise in my life. And, yeah, we're moving on. It's all good.
Yeah.
All right, I think that somebody wants webcomic beacon pants. Sorry. Not going to happen.
Uh-oh.
The ashless chaps or the...
Oh, God.
What, no thong?
Yeah.
Okay. Whoever that is, you're not allowed to accost us at the end of conventions.
Well, already. Well, I think that's going to be pretty much it for the Webcomic Beacon this week. Dave, Chris, thank you both very much for coming on the show.
Thank you.
And we're going to sign out here in just a second because I don't think anybody has any more news. So you'll hear us sign out, and then hopefully you'll be able to pick up where we left off after that. This has been Fess of PSIWebcomic.com.
Mark.
Oh, I was waiting for Tanya. And this is Mark of AutumnLake.com.
This is Tanya of DaisiesAndShit.com.
This is Dave Rapp of Brick World Saga and the Brick Comic Network.
And Chris Doyle from ReasonablyClever.com.
Thanks to everyone who's...
And the Brick Comic Network.
Yes.
And the Brick Comic Network. Yeah.
Thanks to everyone who's...
started.
What? Now I got to edit the whole end of this show.
No, it will never end.
Thanks to everyone who showed up in the chat rooms. Remember to check out webcomicbeacon.com/calendar to see the times of the upcoming episodes of the Webcomic Beacon.
That's all for now. Tune in next time at webcomicbeacon.com.
Friends! She's friends with it! It doesn't go both ways!
Are you saying bricks are incapable of friendship? Because I find that bigoted and offensive, ma'am.
I'm okay with that, sir.
You're bricks.
You can go ahead and find me bigoted and offensive. Most people find me 50% offensive.
Some of my best friends are bricks.